KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mediators are moving closer to extending the U.S.-Iran ceasefire due to expire next week. The extension would allow for additional diplomacy, which President Trump says is a very real possibility.
In a phone call with the New York Post, the president said a second round of talks with Iran could be happening over the next 2 days. He initially told the newspaper they would likely be held somewhere in Europe, but later suggested that they could be held again in Pakistan's capital. Last weekend's initial round of talks ended without an agreement on Iran's nuclear ambitions, which the Trump administration says is a central sticking point. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports may be helping to get Iran back to the bargaining table. The blockade is choking off Iran's economic lifelines that have helped to fuel its war machine, such as it is. April 15th, tax deadline day. Economist Steve Moore says refunds are higher this year thanks to Trump tax policy.
People are seeing a nice reduction in their income taxes. People, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, the lower tax rates.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, tells the Salem Radio Network the average family gained about $2,000 in a lower tax bill for this year. Pro golfer Sergio Garcia apologizes for losing his cool during the final round of the Masters.
Garcia hit a bad tee shot on the second hole and twice slammed his driver into the turf. He also slammed the club against a bench and broke off the head. The Masters had an official issue him a code of conduct warning a few holes later. It's the first time the conduct policy has been issued at the Masters. Garcia says he respects and values everything about the Masters and Augusta National and regrets the way he acted. Bob Agner reporting.
Dow futures are up 16 points. NASDAQ futures down 17. This is SRN News. Tech lords consult the clergy.
Anthropic, which makes the powerful artificial intelligence Claude, recently held a meeting with 15 Catholic and Protestant leaders. The company says it wants their help in training their chatbot and providing it with a kind of moral decision-making power. The Washington Post reports that Anthropic even asked the clergy if Claude could be considered, quote, a child of God, despite the fact that it, fundamentally, is a kind of machine. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Missouri counts down to an important vote in November, pro-lifers are taking heart from a new poll. The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds that 47% of voters support an amendment to the state's constitution. It would ban abortion with some first trimester exceptions. Another 40% oppose it, 12% are undecided. Missouri has been flip-flopping on the issue of abortion over the past several years. This is SRN News. Mangled steel, shattered glass, shattered lives high in the Colorado mountains.
Officials say crashes involving about 70 vehicles bottlenecked a section of a snowy Colorado highway Tuesday. 8 people were hospitalized. 1 person sustained serious bodily injuries. The Colorado State Patrol says the massive pileup prompted officials to close the eastbound side of Interstate 70 in Clear Creek County, about 50 miles west of Denver. Video images show multiple semi-trucks involved, with debris lining the roadway, fronts of vehicles smashed, and at least one vehicle balanced partially off the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Many Americans are turning to artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT for medical advice. A Gallup poll out today finds that about 1 in 4 U.S. adults used AI for health information in the past month. More details at srnnews.com.